Oh, Stack. Hey, Stack.
Have you ever noticed that the different farmers do it differently, or are they normally the same?
Some of them do. Some of them build a kind of rack-like and stack their hay up here on the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And this rack, it lets a little bit of the hay come down at a time, and the cattle, or horses, whichever, is pasturing there or feeding there, they pull their hay down through those, you know, through those racks there.
Have you ever heard of the term a hay barrack?
Hay barrack.
Mm-hmm.
That, isn't that something that carries the hay up in the lawn?
Right, that sounds like
yeah,
it.
I think so. Barrack, yeah. Hay barrack.
What do you call a
You know, put it down in the hay and lift it up in the lawn.
Okay.
I've seen that.
What do you call a...
That's a more modern way. We used to pitch it up there with a pitchfork.
Now, what do you call it? This thing for getting the hay up?
That, did you say a conveyor? Or what did you say? No, not a conveyor.
It's a hay.
I forgot it already.
I just wondered if there were any other terms for it. What do you call a male...
Hay lift, wasn't it? Or could you call it that?
Right. What do you call a male chicken?
A rooster.
Okay. Are there any other terms for it?
Cock.
Okay. And when you first cut hay, what do you do with it?
Well, nowadays they bale it right in the field.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to shock it. Back when I was a girl, they shocked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let it dry out good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Hauled it to the barn. Now that's I've helped to put hay in the barn.
What do you call those small pieces of or groups of hay just kind of bundled up? Is there a special term?
A bale hay. Uh-huh.
Okay. And would you call a shelter for cows? Just for cows.
Well, a cow shed.
Okay. And a shelter for horses.
Well, I imagine just. A horse barn or a horse shed.
Okay.
Horse shed, if it was not a barn, if it's just a big long shed where they stayed in, you'd call it a horse shed, wouldn't you? Same as you'd call it a cow shed.
Okay, a place where cows are usually penned when they're milked. Is there a name for that?
Well, most of the time we. In the winter, of course, we put them in the stall to milk them, but in the summertime, I would just feed. We had a little old cow we called, can't think of her name right now, but anyway, we'd feed her a little bit of bran in a pail, and I could just milk her anywhere, either by the fence or by the gate, or if it happened to be up toward the barn, the shed. Why, I'd milk her up there, but oftentimes, if it's in summertime, I'd milk her right close to the gate.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the word milk gap?
Milk gap.
Mm-hmm. And for a place where you just milk cows?
Back in the country, yes, where they just run them in there after bringing them up out of the pasture field, because some of them would wander off picking while you were milking. Part of them, why these others would wander off if you didn't have a gap to put them in.
Okay. How about an enclosure for hogs or pigs?
Well, that's a pen. We just call it a pen.
Okay.
Most of them, where they fatten hogs, they have a shed over them.
Okay.
I have seen them fatten, though, right out in just a little old log. I've seen them fatten them like that.
Mm-hmm. How about a place where for milk and butter, where it's stored?